Welcome to today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. I'm Randy Van. Today we're talking to the Newton Boys soccer coach, Zach Jensen. And Zach, thanks for taking time to talk with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Talk a little bit about the season. It's not been the season, obviously, that you probably were hoping for going in, but where does things stand with the team right now?
Yeah, I mean, I never a guy that sugarcoats things. We've had definitely had a rough go. In our first, first seven games, we were winless. Then we banged off two wins there, and then we lost to a very tough Southeast Polk team the other night that's ranked fifth in the state in 4A. We've just had a very, we have a very tough schedule per se. I mean, we're playing Norwalk the first game. I mean, Marshalltown, Southeast Polk. I mean, playing some big schools, right? So really get tested and really showing us, like, where our holes and things are and our defense. And then just the attack has been a struggle this year. We haven't been able to get on the scoreboard a lot. And it's tough when you're playing schools that have a lot of players with, I would say, soccer IQ experience, right? Or guys that are club soccer players that are playing year round. And we have a lot of guys that soccer is their second or third sport, right? And so we're playing against players that are elite players, and we just have to keep grinding. And we've been soul searching this whole season, and I think there was one point we hadn't started the same lineup yet. And I know the last couple of games we have, but the first like 7-8 games, we started a different lineup, just trying to, again, figure out ways to compete better. And that's really what we're looking at, just ways to compete and being closer games. Right. And, and right now we're just talking about, I mean, as long as we can keep progressing little by little and keep finding the positives and playing our best soccer towards the end of the year, that's really all we can ask for come playoff time, because that's when you want to be playing your best soccer, right? Like, who cares what the rest of the season? If you get through the playoffs and make state, like, yeah, that's when you want to be playing your best soccer.
Yeah, definitely. You're playing a lot of juniors too, aren't you, this year?
Yeah, I would still say we're a fairly young team. I mean, last year we were even younger. I mean, the year before we graduated 16 guys. And so you graduate 16 guys in a year. I mean, yeah, last year we were very young. This year we lost a couple guys as well, just moving out of the district or transferring. It's tough when you've got some inexperience as well. So.
Yeah, there's just a couple weeks left of the season. You're kind of on the home stretch. You got three straight home games coming up next week, and none of those are easy either. Knoxville, DCG, and then wrapping up with Carlisle.
Yeah, I mean, DCG of all of them, I mean, they're one of the most elite teams in the state. I mean, number one in Class 3A, and they've just been a powerhouse the last, several years. And we're going to have to be playing our best in soccer that night, and have to have very little mistakes. Right. And we're always up for the challenge. And I mean, we play a tough schedule. And I tell our guys all the time about, like, we could schedule the easiest schedule out there. We could put some of these teams off and beat these teams 9-8-0. But what good does that do come postseason time? We still have to play these guys to make the state tournament. So you might as well get tested and early on and figure it out. I mean, 4 or 5 years ago now, 2022 season that we made the semifinals. We lost to DCG 5-0, and then a week later we play them to go to the state tournament, and we beat them, I can't remember now, 2-1 in overtime. So, like, soccer's a funny game. You can do some things, and teams that are maybe the underdogs have the ability to knock teams off on any given night.
What can you do, you think, to close that gap? I mean, you mentioned there's these players and these teams in the metro area especially that just kind of play soccer all year round because they have facilities that they can do that with. It's just hard for I suppose that's if you had the answer to that, you'd be doing it, right?
I would tell you, I've been saying for years, I mean, it has to do with the Iowa High School Association, the Athletic Association. They – like, yeah, these guys are getting round year round training, and I can only have contact with my guys, what, 3-4 months out of the year, right? Like,
yeah.
And there needs to be some change where, like, more, I wouldn't say we're rural, right? But we're far enough away where, I mean, it's expensive to go play club soccer,
yes,
and drive into Des Moines every day. And so there's got to be a way for some of these schools that are farther enough away from the more populated cities to be able to get more contact hours and just more training. Because, yeah, 3 months out of the year, it's not even, it's almost like, it's like 2.5. Like, if you would make the state tournament, it's 3. So, like, it's just, there's just not enough contact time. And that's a big issue with our sport. We're one of the, we're like the least, one of the shortest seasons in the high school sports realm.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, you mentioned when you got the had all those coaches up there in the Des Moines metro area to have constant contact with these kids. It's a tough road to go. So,
yep.
What as you head down the home stretch here? I mean, I know you want to see improvement in all phases of the game, but is it the offense really that, you know, you hope to maybe make some strides in more than the other?
It's probably both. I mean, I feel like we've made some changes to the lineup, some tweaks where we feel a little bit better about our back line. But yeah, I mean, we need to put some in the back of the net a little bit more. I mean, there's too many games. You see the big old goose egg on the board for us. So yeah, it would be nice to be able to get the attack going a little bit more. Like I said, I feel like we've made some tweaks in the back where I think it's helped a little bit, but in general, it's just everything. I mean, everything's got to be better. And the biggest thing we're preaching right now is not even the soccer aspect of things. It's just competing. And it's a physical game, and being physical and not backing down. And so that's the big thing right now, is not even the soccer aspect, is can we just compete? Can we go out and compete with heart, desire, hunger, all of those things?
Yeah. But, you know, soccer is a lot more than just the technical passing and kicking.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're out there running all the time. It's, you know, everybody's tired, so it's kind of desire. And also speed, you know, quickness, you know, kind of
yep.
off the ball, you know, from start to from when you stop to when you go, that quickness also plays a big part of it. And sometimes
yep.
you just don't have players that are that quick, and you have to, that's an uphill battle there as well.
Yep. Sure is.
Well, anything else before I let you go that you want people to know about the boys soccer team here as you head into another busy week?
Yeah, no, just that. Yeah, we're still soul searching. We're still grinding, and we'll keep fighting the good fight. And yeah, we just need to kind of get back on track
and get some people out in the fans out in the stands here. Get the fans in at H.A. Lynn Stadium. 3 home games coming up this coming week. So go out and give them some support.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, Zach Jensen, the Newton boys soccer coach, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.